When you hear this sound, turn the page. The Young Fisherman. Once upon a time, there was a kind-hearted young fisherman named Urashima Taro. One day, when he was walking on a beach, he saw some children being cruel to a turtle. "Hey, you shouldn't treat animals like that. Let it go." "No, we caught it. It's ours." Urashima Taro took out some money and gave it to the children and said, "Then take this money and sell the turtle to me." That's how the kind-hearted Urashima Taro saved the turtle from the children. Urashima Taro took the turtle from the children. "Are you all right?" he asked, before releasing the turtle gently back into the sea. "Don't get yourself caught again." A few days later, when Urashima Taro was fishing as he normally would, the turtle appeared from the sea and said, "Thank you so much for saving me the other day. I will take you to the palace of the dragon as my way of saying thank you. Come on, take a ride on my back." Urashima Taro took a ride on the turtle's back as it dove underwater. Under the sea, the light shone through. Kelp waved gently and the forest of red and pink coral spread endlessly. After a while, a majestic palace appeared. Urashima Taro was welcomed by a beautiful princess and many colorful fish as he arrived at the palace. "Welcome. I am Princess Otto of the Palace of the Dragon. To show my gratitude for you saving the turtle the other day, please stay here and enjoy yourself," she said as she led the way into a large hall. Urashima Taro sat on a prepared seat, and fish brought him incredible dishes one after another. Soothing music played, and porgy, flatfish, and jellyfish presented a wonderful dance. Urashima Taro had forgotten about the time, and he enjoyed the dreamy days. 3 years had passed. Urashima Taro recalled about the village and said to Princess Otto, "It's time for me to go home. Thank you very much." Right before Urashima Taro left, Princess Otto gave him a small box and said, "It's a shame because I would like you to stay here forever. Please take this gem casket, but never, ever open it." Then Urashima Taro took a ride on the turtle's back and returned to his village holding the gem casket that was given to him by Princess Otto. When Urashima Taro got back to the village, he realized that the village had completely changed. People he met were all strangers to him. His house that should have been there was now gone. Urashima Taro asked an old man, "Well, do you know of a house of Urashima?" The old man answered after a moment's thought, "Ah, if my memory serves me right, a man named Urashima went out to the sea and never came back." Urashima Taro was extremely surprised to hear that, and he didn't know what to do. He dropped his shoulders really low and looked at the gem casket he was holding. Then he opened the gem casket, which he was strongly told not to open. Therefore, a winter white smoke came out from it. In the smoke, the images of Princess Otto and the dreamy days in the palace of the dragon god were reflected. Once the smoke faded away, there was Urashima Taro, who had transformed into a doddering old man with white hair and beard. The time passed hundreds of years while he was having fun at the Palace of Dragon God.